Welcome to episode 274 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. In today's podcast, we're going to be examining a simple question. Should you follow your heart? Should you follow your heart? And our Bible reading today is going to be taken from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 17, verse 9. Jeremiah, chapter 17, verse 9. And I'll read from a few translations. I'm going to start off first with the Amplified Bible. It says, "The heart is deceitful above all things, and it is extremely sick. Who can understand it fully and know its secret motives?" I'm going to read the same thing from the King James Version. I think this is something we really need to understand. It says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" Going to read the same thing from the New Living Translation. It says, "The human heart is the most deceitful of all things and desperately wicked. Who really knows how bad it is?" So the question I'm trying to ask you today is, should you really follow your heart? Because this is a very common kind of advice that is peddled in the world we live in today. But you need to ask yourself this question: is this advice that you should really follow? Should you really keep following your heart? And my argument to you today, based on the Word of God, is that you should not. Whenever you follow your heart, you're usually setting yourself up for failure. And the thing is, if you really break down this advice, you'll see that a lot of it is rooted in things that are not godly. Because the thing is, many times in our lives, what our heart wants to do is at odds with what the Lord wants us to do. You see many people, if you follow your heart, you won't get up and go to work. You'll lay in bed and sleep. If you follow your heart, when you get to work, you won't work hard. You'll spend all your time on social media, wasting your time, gallivanting all over the place. If you followed your heart, you will eat every single thing that you want with reckless abandon. If you followed your heart, you may not feel it wanting to go to the gym, and you won't want to go to the gym. So the thing is, when you follow your heart, you're often going to be getting yourself in some very deep trouble. Contrast this with a person that surrenders to the will of the Word of God. Surrender to the Word of God. When you surrender to the Word of God, it may not be something your heart wants, but it's the right thing to do. God's will is always the right thing to do. So I will encourage you today. This whole concept of following your heart is just a bit of advice that is rooted in a lot of self-worship. And again, you're likely going to end up in the ditch. To be honest with you, many times to move forward in life, you need to do things that you don't want to do. You need to do things that may not necessarily feel great to do. But again, I feel like in this culture, in the present world we live in today, people are trained heavily to go with your intuition. What do you think? What is your heart telling you? No, what is your heart telling you is not the direction you should be taking. What you should be saying is, what does the Bible say about this particular thing? When you know what the Bible says about something, then you have the proper direction with regards to that thing. So please, I'm trying to encourage you today, do not follow your heart. If you follow your heart, you're going to land yourself in some exceptional trouble. But if you follow God's will, then you're going to be going along the right path. Again, I've cited this Bible verse many times. I don't know the exact verse, but it was a point when Jesus was on the way to the cross and he was going through all the suffering. And the thing is, he asked his Father in heaven that, "Father, if it were possible, please can you take this cup away from me?" But he said, "Nevertheless, not my will, but yours to be done." He was basically telling God that, "See, God, this thing you're telling me to do is really tough, but not my will, your will be done. I am more willing to surrender to your own way." So again, I'm telling you this, always follow the Word of God. Don't follow your heart. Because I'm telling you this, the heart, how is it described in this reading we had today? The Bible says that it's the most deceitful of all things. So there are things that are deceitful, but the heart is the most deceitful. And then the heart is not good. It says the heart is desperately wicked. That's why the Bible says that a person's mind should be renewed with the Word of God. Because if your mind is renewed, that desperately wicked heart will be more attuned towards the will of God. So I'm encouraging you today, don't teach your children to follow their heart. Teach them that, hey, if you're ever at a crossroads in life and you're wondering, what direction should I take? The smart move to make is to follow the word of God. So as we draw this podcast to a close, one thing I want to say is, if you have not surrendered your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, I will encourage you to do so. And again, I'm not going to stand here and try to extract the commitment from you that, hey, you must say a prayer right now. I will encourage you. There's a very short podcast on salvation on this website. It's episode 254. It's the Salvation Podcast. In that podcast, I explain precisely why you need salvation, and I explain God's provision for salvation. And then if you listen to it and you make that decision, because it's a decision you have to make, I would encourage you to make that decision, but again, I'm not going to force you to make that decision. Then at the end of that podcast, there's an opportunity for you to pray along with me and surrender your life to the Lord. And then after you do that, I will encourage you to listen to episodes 96 to 101 on the website. 96 to 101 is titled The Five Basic Responsibilities of a Believer. It will tell you specific things you can do so you can grow in your walk with Christ. So, Father, as we have considered your word today, your word is, it's not easy to obey, but Lord, there is grace and there's the help of the Holy Spirit. We pray that may you supply us with a rich, abundant measure of grace and the help of your Spirit to do your will, to obey your commandments, to follow your word instead of our own hearts. Because your word leads us along the right path, along that narrow road that leads to life. The heart leads along that broad road that leads to destruction. Give us the grace not to follow the road of our hearts, but to follow the road of your word. Thank you, Father, for your faithfulness. We worship and exalt you, Most High God, for in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. So thank you for listening to me today. I will see you in episode 275. Have a wonderful weekend. God bless you. Shalom. Thank you.